Welcome to my podcast, Mindsploring. I'm Tegan Rabina, a women's life and relationship coach who specializes in helping other women, just like me, attract the relationships they deserve, have the confidence to step into their full potential, embrace their imperfections and authenticity, and be the change they wish to see in the world. In these episodes, I'll talk about relationships, communication, boundaries, balance, mindset, growth, intimacy, compassion, and so much more. You'll walk away from each episode with a deepened awareness of your habitual thinking and new perspectives and tools that will allow you to create positive change in your life today. You can explore all the ways to work with me on my website. And with that, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. If you didn't see just before I started this podcast, I had a bit of a brain, not a brain fart, but I was like, wait a second. It was like, it just hit me. I was like, I made this account so I could do my podcast just on this account. But then like literally a few months ago, I had two Instagram accounts. I fucking hated it because I'm already trying to just like be more consistent with one account that I was like, I'm just going to have one account. And then what did I do? I made another account for my fucking podcast, and here we are, and I've been making these live videos for my podcast on this account, and now I'm like, why did I do that? Like, I'm like, did I do it from a place of feeling like I had to do it to be, like, for things to work out, or did I do it because I wanted to? So I'm just going to sit with that. Anyway, that wasn't really what this episode's about at all, but regardless, if I do decide to delete this account, which, like, you know, as I said, I change my mind every week, I will definitely be uploading all these videos to my other Instagram so you have access to it still, because, you know, I would hate for all these videos to go to waste. Anyway, so today's episode, what I really wanted to talk about was the roadblocks and, like, you know, basically I'm going to discuss with you some things, like, we're going to talk about what is holding you back, what is in the way of where you think you should be going, what is stopping you basically from achieving, like, whether it be your goals or whether it be like something more difficult, what's stopping you from leaving a situation that you don't completely vibe with, like whether that's a relationship or a job, what's stopping you from moving overseas when you like constantly feel like you want to do that, what's stopping you from like changing your breakfast routine from avocado on toast to porridge. I don't know. We're just going to be talking about perceived roadblocks and what we perceive to be happening that's stopping us from going where we're meant to go. And I'm going to be focusing on this. So I did a poll on this page. And I talked about, I was like, do people think that the blocks they're experiencing are physical or mental? Like, is it something like, oh, you know, I have to wait for the job opening before I can apply for the job or whatever. Or like, is it something emotional? Like, I'm just like not in the state to be in a relationship. I'm not in the state to be looking for anything serious because I'm a fucking mess. Like, whatever it is that the narrative is that we're saying in our minds, that's what I was asking on the episode, on my polls for this episode. And most people said it was emotional, that they felt emotionally blocked, which makes so much sense because so much of what stops us from going where we want to go is nothing real, other than our perception, which obviously is real for us in our minds. And obviously, I really do believe that your mindset really creates a container for what you believe can be achieved within your reality. So of course, if you're having emotional blocks, it can definitely feel like they're stopping you. But I want to just get on here in this episode today and talk about, again, let's get some perspective shifts going here, and which can hopefully help you see that these emotional blocks that you're experiencing are actually gifts that are coming to you. And the reason we feel like they're blocks is because in our minds we perceive that we're meant to be somewhere else. But ask yourself seriously, where else am I meant to be? And why am I meant to be in that other place that I imagine? Probably because in your mind, you're imagining this place is better. You're imagining there's things in this place that you do not have. And I'm here to tell you that that is bullshit. The more that I keep learning and growing, the more I realize, I'm like, holy fuck, it really is nothing to do with the external world. The external world mirrors the internal. It's not the other way around. Your external world does not mirror, your internal world does not mirror your external world. Your happiness does not come from outside of you. It comes from your perception and from your perspective. So I wrote some stuff down on a sticky note, so that's why I'm looking down, just so you guys know. But basically, what I wanted to talk about today was, like, as I said, how your perception is actually putting you in the position where you think you're not in the right place. Because the thing is, you are always in the right place. Oh, what just happened then? Oh my goodness. My light just went out. Wait a second. See if I can fix this. Maybe it's broken. I don't know. Oh, no. Oh, well, if the lighting's bad, it's bad. Let me just see. I'm going to give it a crack here. I'm going to see what I can do. Okay. Oh, no, the light's back on. Okay. I'm back. I'm back, guys. Okay. Lost my cool there for a second. Let me just try and line this up. I don't know what happened then. Anyway, let's get back to this video. So, yes. So, what I want to say is these roadblocks that you're experiencing, they're roadblocks because you think they're roadblocks. Who told you they're roadblocks? Why do you think there's a place that's better than where you are now? Why do you think that? And it's the answer would be because of the conditioning that we've all experienced from childhood. That it's like we're chasing something, we're going somewhere, we're meant to be doing something to be successful, to validate ourselves. It's conditioning. And oh my goodness, like for such a long time, I thought, you know, oh, I'm like, you know, it's all for the greater good. It's all for the fucking next step, the future, whatever, whatever. And a lot of my suffering came from my perception. So these are the kind of perspectives that I wanted to explore with you. So your perception that is resulting in you believing that you're not in the right place or that there are some blocks in the way are coming from attachment. So this wasn't meant to happen, aka like you are attached to a certain outcome. Like I should have had this job by this age, or, you know, my grandma was meant to live for another 5 years, or blah, blah, blah. We have all these attachments around what we think are meant to happen. And there's no avoiding this. We're human beings. Like I do it, you do it, we all do it. The thing is that our attachments are what often they lead us to think that we're not enough. They lead us to think that things are happening, we're having all these horrible things happen to us. But in reality, it's like, well, why is it horrible? Why is it bad? It's bad because we don't agree with it. It's bad because we think this wasn't meant to happen. So it's ultimately our attachment to something generally uncomfortable. Because the thing is, when things are happening that instill these like great emotions, these emotions of happiness and stuff in us, it's because it either went according to plan. So again, it's like, oh, that attachment was fulfilled. Like it worked out how I thought it was, which is actually how I lived for many years. So this is the thing. I was like, yeah, I'm a really happy person. Like, you know, and like, you know, I'm connected to who I am. I'm genuinely happy with my life. The thing is, we're always going on this journey. So there's no destination. But now I look back and I reflect, I'm like, well, a lot of my happiness wasn't actually coming from the moment either. It was coming from my attachment. So things felt good because that was how I thought it was meant to work out. But even you can see that that wasn't real present in the moment happiness. It was just because things went according to plan. So that's actually my ego going, yes, I feel good, which is nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing wrong with vibing. Like, you know, we're not going to get all worked up about when we're vibing. We get worked up about things when we're suffering, when we feel uncomfortable, when we're frustrated, when we're angry, when we're upset. That's when we go, what the fuck? Why is this happening? And I'm here to tell you that, like, everything that is happening to you is meant to happen. It's not there because you deserved it, because you're a bad person. Like, we are met with certain lessons, and some things are unexplainable and really suck. The thing is, it's also how we view chaos and how we view the terrible things that happen in this world. And it's really hard. Like, it's really hard to like see things that you disagree with and see suffering in the world and go, why the fuck does this happen? Ultimately, what I realized was without, like, you know, there's that combination. You need chaos and you need structure. You need good, you need bad. And what I've realized that has allowed me to realize and really hold into my present moment awareness the fact that even when things feel hard for me, I'm still exactly where I'm meant to be, is because I have reframed what I think of bad shit, what I think of the hard shit. Because what I realized is I wouldn't be so passionate about the work that I do now and about, I wouldn't be so passionately connected to communication, to like healthy relationships, to like creating this balance in life where you're able to flow with your experience, if I hadn't gone through many years where I wasn't heard, where I wasn't listened to, where I was, you know, I went through a lot of psychological stress. I experienced the shitty side of poor communication, of judgment, of constantly having to prove myself. I experienced that firsthand. So it could be easy for me to go, poor me, this happened to me. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not shaming anyone for feeling bad or feeling just uncomfortable, because there's no shame in it. But what I realized was, without that hard time, I wouldn't be able to express the positive side of it. Like, I wouldn't be able to come out the other side with this real life experience that allows me to embody what I teach. I wouldn't be able to embody what I teach if I hadn't gone through all variations of what I now do for, like, working with my clients or whatever. And even just in life, in my relationships and everything else, it wouldn't be possible without the shit that I saw as bad. So that's how I see it too. It's like the things that feel uncomfortable right now, that are frustrating to you, that feel challenging, in that moment, realizing, not avoiding it, like, this allows you to let it flow, is realizing I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. And even though this feels challenging to me, I know it's happening for a reason. You don't need to know why. You don't need to know how. That's what your mind will do. And that's what usually causes a lot of our suffering. We try and figure it out. Like, why does this happen to me? Like, what's wrong with me? You know, we're trying to solve something that doesn't need to be solved, because it's part of a bigger picture that we will not fully understand until we look back retrospectively on our life and we see, holy fuck, that's how it all falls into place. So that was the first point that I wanted to touch on. As I said, perception, your attachments to thinking that you have a roadblock. Just sit with yourself, maybe even journal. Like, a great journal prompt is like, you know, why do I think that I'm in the wrong place right now? Like, what, explore those things. Why am I not enough right now? Why is there more? Why do I think that I'm not where I'm meant to be? These are really great questions to just sit down and just let come, like, whatever comes out, comes out. Like, even if you have things like, oh, well, it's because my mum bullied me when I was a kid, or it's because of this, it's because of that. There's no fucking shame. Just dump whatever you think. And then the thing is, once you've dumped it out of you, you can take a moment to reground, come back to the present moment, and you can see more objectively what's going on. And that's when you can explore and you can start to, like, shift how you see things, and reduce your suffering, conserve your energy, all of those really great things. So the second thing that, oh my God, this happened again. Well, hello, Tamba, how are you? I can see you in there. My light keeps turning off and I don't know why. And I don't know if I really want to try. I'm going to try one more time to put this on, because why is this happening? Oh, whatever. I'm just going to keep going. I'm not going to try again. Okay, I'm nearly done anyway. So the last thing that I wanted to do to say was, what causes a lot of our suffering and, again, stops us from enjoying the moment, enjoying the experience for what it is we need to know. It's like, as I said, we have this need to kind of control the outcome. It's like, why is this happening to me? What am I getting from this? Like, we are trying to make logical sense of something that really can't make logical sense for us right now. And what I want to ask is, like, why do you feel the need to control or know? And what I've found through exploring this idea in my own life is I've realized that it's not actually the unknowing that causes a lot of our suffering. It's the knowing. So it's like, we have these things that show up in our mind, especially in harder moments. Like, for example, say that you've just gone through, like, a breakup or something like that. Some thoughts that will pop into our mind could be along the lines of, you know, that wasn't meant to happen like that. Or, you know, this happened because I'm not enough. Or this happened because of this. So you see how these thoughts are flowing in, but we're defining the experience, when the thing is, it doesn't need to be defined. It's actually our knowing that causes a lot of our suffering, because the thing is, we actually don't know jack shit. We're imagining everything that we think we know. So what I realized going through, like, you know, those hard things, whether it be like losing a job, going through a breakup, all of these things, they're really powerful experiences, as much as they can hurt at the time, because they allow us to see and to explore these thought patterns that we have about ourselves. Like, I'm not enough. Like, oh, this is like, you know, why does bad stuff happen to me? I was having a discussion with a friend the other day, and you know, we were talking about some really important stuff. And I think, I don't know if I can really say exactly what she said. She basically said something along the lines of, I know that if I hadn't done this, that this would have happened. And we was, you know, sitting through this experience together, and I was like, well, do you actually know? I was like, do you actually know that if you hadn't have done this, that this would have happened? And she's like, well, no, I don't. And I'm like, exactly right. The thing is that what's causing a lot of that suffering that she was experiencing was the very fact that she thought that was the only outcome for her. And also, again, it was like this outcome was bad. And I'm like, even if that was what was true, why is it bad? It's because, oh, I didn't want that to happen, or it wasn't part of the plan, or, you know, all of these narratives that we put in our, onto the stories of what's happening. Like, we are living a life on a floating rock, and we are making up our own stories. Like, we can literally say whatever we want about whatever we want. Like, I'm living here in Canada in this cute little house with my boyfriend. I could be like, oh yes, I'm like a princess living on the top floor of this little apartment in Canada, and I don't know when I'm going back to Australia, but I'm here for it. Or I could be like, oh my God, I'm trapped, I'm stuck, I hate my life, why can't I go back to Australia? Like, you know, we have these narratives that we're constantly putting over what's happening. And we're not even aware of it. Like, you know, it's like happening. The scripting is happening how we've designed it. And the thing is, we have to go through this process of learning, unlearning, and relearning, because we are all subjected to the conditioning of our environments when we were children and growing up. So that's why we all have to kind of go through this somewhat uncomfortable experience of unlearning and realizing, hey, I get to edit how this story scripts out. I get to choose what I think about these things. And it's just constantly kind of challenging yourself. And that's how I do it. I just look at things. I'm like, this is a little uncomfortable, so I'm going to do it. Like this, and usually the discomfort comes from feeling seen, in an unfavorable light. So it's like, say you have a belief, or you have something that you believe to be true, which is totally cool, but you know that someone else disagrees with it. So oftentimes what we'll do is this is what I would do, or what I did do in the past, is I would just try not to make a scene about things. And I'd be like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to like go along with whatever, you know, I'm chill, I'm cool. But what I realized was I was just afraid of being seen. I was afraid of speaking my truth and of just going, oh, you know, actually I think this, or no, I disagree. Because we're conditioned to just go along, to not stand out. It's part of our biology. Both the men and women, we feel safe in community. We're not a cheetah that goes off by itself in the African wilderness. We are pack animals. We thrive in community, and that's why we are literally going against our biology when we decide to stand out. Whether it's at a family event, whether it's with our friends, when we have a different opinion, the biological response is you're unsafe. And that's why it's scary, and that's why it's hard. But I want you to ask yourself, why do I feel like I need to know? Why do I put narratives to these things? And it's because it creates this false sense of security, because our brain is constantly trying to plan ahead for our safety, because we are organic matter. We could be hit by a car. We could be like, we could eat something poisonous and die. That's why we have this response. We're wired to survive. We're not wired to thrive. So I've realized that a lot of my in the moment suffering comes from my mind trying to know. So it's like, even for example, with getting my own little business up and running, it's like the thoughts that come in like, oh, but like, how are you going to get where you want to go? And it's like, well, can you really do it? And in these moments, this suffering or this like feeling stuck kind of comes from these ideas. Again, it comes from ideas, and they're not actually real. They're just what we're thinking. So when it comes to like experiencing moments of challenge and difficult emotions, remind yourself that you are not failing. You are not taking 10 steps backwards. That is bullshit. Actually, in fact, this last year and a half has been the most turbulent in my life. Like I have not cried more in my life than I have in the last year and a half. The thing is, I have made so much more progress, than I did when I was always happy, because the thing is, I was always avoiding at the same time. And because we're conditioned, it's like the direction of success in our minds is like the direction of feeling good. because it's like, oh, I need to feel good all the time. Because we want to feel good all the time, you know? Like, of course we want to feel happy all the time. Like, I'm not, you know, that's not something we can really control. It's what we want to do. We want to feel good all the time. So then when we don't feel good, it's like, fuck, well, this sucks. Maybe I'm failing at life. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I'm not doing enough. Like, these are the narratives that cause so much of our suffering. If something happened that was difficult, it was meant to happen. Everything is happening for you. Everything. And that is not to belittle the experience. That is to allow you to feel the emotion and to allow it to flow through you. Because when you're there like, oh, this wasn't meant to happen. Like, I was meant to be with this person and now it's over. That narrative actually allows us to avoid our emotions, whether we're aware of it or not, because we're actually attaching to our suffering. We're attaching to a certain narrative. And what we're doing is we're limiting our ability to see all the other perspectives because we've attached to it. And that's why it's so important to just, like, you know, when you're in those harder moments and you're feeling like really upset, emotionally exhausted, drained, all those things, like, it's okay. Like, I like to remind myself when I get really stressed out, like, you're not going to die. It's okay. Because it feels like your biological response, whether you're aware of it or not, is your brain is literally telling you, oh, you could die right now. Even though you're not going to actually die. It's just like the weird thing that's happening. So I like to remind myself of that. And then I go, you know, this suffering is happening because I am strong. I am capable. I am going through this experience because it is a part of my journey. It is a part of my expansion. You know, and that process of releasing the attachment, it's hard. But it's so beautiful as well because, you know, that balance that allows you to really, really find gratitude and enjoy the moments when you are feeling fulfilled and you are like happy, you know, we should be accepting all of these emotional experiences because they're not roadblocks. Just because you feel emotionally challenged right now doesn't mean you're stuck. Doesn't mean that you're not where you're not meant, you know, you're not living out the way that you're meant to be right now. It's just we have these attachments. Like, I should be here by now. I should have this amount of money by now. I should have gone to this amount of countries by now. These are just all ideas, you know? Yeah, they're just all ideas. And we can let them go and we can realize that actually, I'm worthy as I am right now. I don't need to prove my success as well. I don't need to prove myself to anybody else. I just need to love myself in all the ways that I can. So growth really just comes from realizing where you're being an ass to yourself. Ultimately, it's like, oh, when you have this idea of knowing, like, oh, the reason that we broke up was because I'm never going to be enough. That's what you want to notice. You want to notice when your mind says something like that. And then you can pull yourself up and go, whoa, I was just about to attach to that and run around in circles in my mind. And then I go, and instead of, like, you don't want to erase it. You don't want to try and push it away. It's just kind of like, oh, I've noticed this now. And you know what? I actually disagree. No, I am awesome. I am worthy. Everything is happening for a reason. And then you'll find with practice that those emotions, they won't leave you, but they'll flow through you. They won't get stuck. You won't get like sucked in by them and then like routed around in your mind with the same ideas, which that's where we get real high anxiety and we get like, you know, depressed and things like that. You know, I've had episodes of like my biggest episode of like, I guess, depression was back when I was probably about 17 for about 12 months. And that was because I was attaching to what I thought I knew, which were just really low, like, you know, really insecure statements about with like, you know, where I didn't love myself. Basically, I was being an ass to myself. And then I was attaching to that being real or true. And then it was just taking me back through the ringer over and over and over again. And I just felt like shit. And I realized, I was like, wait a second, this is just a thought. I can just let it go. I can just let it go. But we get attached to our suffering because it creates a narrative of who we think we are. You know, we start acting in a certain way and responding in a certain way and being a certain way. And then suddenly when you release this attachment, it feels like you're losing a part of who you are. And that's why a lot of us, we actually, without even realizing, a lot of us become addicted to our suffering because we can identify with it. We find purpose and meaning. We can connect with other people like, oh, you've been through this hard stuff. So have I. We create bonds with people through trauma, and it helps us feel like we're not alone and like we have an identity. And that's it. Like, straight away, don't ever shame yourself for that. Like, I've been there, we've all been there. It's just living like that, it keeps us stuck. It keeps us kind of stuck through the same loop, And the thing is, we're all perfectly capable of just going, wait a second, as I said, actually, I'm going to challenge this belief. Maybe I'm not stupid. Maybe I am enough. Maybe I am, you know? And it's just little things, like kind of taking those little steps where you might feel a little uncomfortable. And it really does feel uncomfortable when you go, wait, maybe I can change. Because you'll find that the narrative that you have is externalizing your pain. You're like, oh, if only they changed, or if only they saw me differently, if only my parents supported me, if only this, if only that. And then in that moment where you kind of reflect and go, wait, maybe I can do something. It can be quite confronting because you've been conditioned to shame and blame. Like, you know, we've all been conditioned to shame and blame. It's a part of it's a safety response that we all go through as well. Like, no matter where you are in your journey, we all go through moments where we blame and shame. It's part of human nature. But ultimately realizing, wow, actually, I don't have to blame myself. I don't have to blame anybody. No one is at fault. We're just navigating our human experiences as best we can. And in the moment when you realize, wait, I can actually take responsibility for this, you don't have to shame yourself. You don't have to go, oh, I'm terrible. I'm a terrible human being. I'm not enough. Because that'll just push you straight back into the cycle again. It's really about opening your heart. And another thing that really helps me is I remind myself, like in these harder moments too, it's like, would I say this to someone I love? Like, honestly, it really does help me. Like, I had this moment the other day where I've been like, you know, going through the motions of being a bit hard on myself because I feel like, because my mind and my ego has attached to me being in a certain place in my business by a certain amount of time and all of these things. And then I'm beating myself up because I'm like, oh, I'm not good enough. I should have been there by now, whatever. And then I realized I was sitting there talking to my lovely boyfriend, Lev. And he's telling me just about like some things that he's doing and challenges he's going through. And I was like, oh my God. Imagine if I said that to him, like the things that I say to myself. And then also I was like, wait a second, if I do say that to myself, he feels the energy of that. And then I was like, and then it kind of hit me. I was like, oh my God, I would never want to say that to him. I would never want to say that to anyone I love or any human being. And here I am being an ass. And like, and that really helps you realize that's not real, because that's just our mind trying to make sense of things and trying to understand things to create the illusion of safety. But ultimately that can keep us stuck in the same patterns. And we all just want to thrive. We all just want to grow. We want to experience new things. That is a part of living. A part of living is growing. And regardless of where you think you are, like the thing is, even if I just think, okay, like I imagine where I ultimately want myself to be like in a year or even in like whatever amount of time. Thing is, once I get there or whatever, if I stayed there, that would become my new suffering. Like that would become a new place of suffering, because we just want to keep learning and growing. We want to keep experiencing new things, like children, like seeing things fresh for the first time. And the thing is, we've kind of been taught to shut off from that and go, you know, you've just got to do it this way. This is the right way. This is the wrong way. And that's not true. There are so many ways, and we are allowed to make that decision and go, actually, you know what? I choose to do something different. I choose to change. Yeah, you think I've changed? Cool. You know, oh, you've changed. Cool. You know, I have changed. I love it. I'm happy where I am. I hope you are too. You know, we all just want to just keep living, learning, growing. And the like things I would have said 6 months ago right now, like, you know, looking back, I would go, oh no, actually I've changed my mind. I don't think the same way about that anymore. And that's part of being human. You're never going to know all the answers. Anyway, I'm just going to keep rambling on if I don't stop myself. I don't even know what time it is now. Oh, it's been a little bit. But yeah, I wanted to finish this with just the thought that perhaps it isn't the fact that you don't know. Perhaps it's the fact that you think you know that's causing the discomfort, and it's causing that cyclic, I don't even know, like this repeat suffering. Perhaps it's not the fact that you don't know. Perhaps it's the fact that your mind's trying to convince you that you do. Your mind doesn't know shit. Your mind's just trying to use past experiences, you know? Your brain has a log of past experience. Your logical mind will always be trying to direct pave a path in front of you with past experience. And the thing is, the brain doesn't know our future. It's just trying to map it out. But our body, our intuition, our gut, whatever you call it, our body knows the future. Our body knows that there is multiple realities where we're living multiple different lives. Like, however that makes sense to you, like, you know, whatever, however that works for you. But your body knows. Your body, you can't even explain it. Like, honestly, like, it's so interesting now. being so connected to my intuition. Like, even a year and a half ago, I wouldn't have even used the word intuition. I didn't even know what that meant. But now here I am, and I'm like, I don't even need to, like, explain myself. I don't need to make logical sense. I just know that my body knows. Like, those deja vu moments you have, or, like, those visions that you have where you feel really connected for a moment there, that's literally a doorway to a future reality, like, where you're, like, living it up, living your best life, whatever that looks like to you. That exists. It fully exists. It's just, like, if you keep trying to, like, run the show fully from your mind, you're going to keep going through the same cycles, because, as I said, your mind is only ever going to be able to pull from the past. Your body is able to help guide you towards the future. You just have to let go, surrender, and realize that you don't have to know everything. You have to just surrender to the experience. That's how you do it. Ultimately, you just have to release control, and it feels fucking scary, but it's worth it, guys. It's totally worth it. Anyway, I'm going to go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was great. I had a great time chatting, and I'll be uploading this, and have a great evening wherever you are.